Blog Talk Radio.
سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
The foolish among the people will say, what has turned them away from their Qibla, which they used to face? Say, to Allah belongs the East and the West. He guides whom He wills to a straight path.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسول ممن ينقلب على عقبيه وَإِن كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And thus we have made you a just community, that you will be witnesses over the people, and the messenger will be a witness over you. And we did not make the Qibla, which you used to face, except that we might make evident who would follow the messenger from who would turn back on his heels. And indeed it is difficult except for those whom Allah has guided. And never would Allah have caused you to lose your faith. Indeed Allah is to the people kind and merciful.
قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فول وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطره وإن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ليعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وما الله بغافل عما يعملون.
We have certainly seen the turning of your face, O Muhammad, toward the heaven, and we will surely turn you a Qibla with which you will be pleased. So turn your face toward Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and wherever you believers are, turn your faces toward it in prayer. Indeed, those who have been given the scriptures well know that it is the truth from their Lord. And Allah is not unaware of what they do.
وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بعد ما جاءك من العلم إنك إذا لمن الظالمين.
And if you brought to those who were given the scripture every sign, they would not follow your Qibla. Nor will you be a follower of their Qibla. Nor would they be followers of one another's Qibla. So if you were to follow their desires after what has come to you of knowledge, indeed, you would then be among the wrongdoers.
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Those to whom we gave the scripture know him as they know their own sons. But indeed, a party of them conceal the truth while they know it.
الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين.
The truth is from your Lord, so never be among the doubters.
ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
For each religious following is a direction toward which it faces. So race to all that is good. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you forth for judgment all together. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent.
وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
So from wherever you go out for prayer, O Muhammad, turn your face towards Al-Masjid Al-Haram. And indeed, it is the truth from your Lord. And Allah is not unaware of what you do.
وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَاخْشَوْنِي وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
And from wherever you go out for prayer, turn your face toward Al-Masjid Al-Haram. And wherever you believers may be, turn your faces toward it in order that the people will not have any argument against you, except for those of them who commit wrong. So fear them not, but fear me. And it is so I may complete my favor upon you, and that you may be guided.
كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون.
Just as we have sent among you a messenger from yourselves reciting to you our verses and purifying you and teaching you the book and wisdom and teaching you that which you did not know.
فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ.
So remember me, I will remember you. And be grateful to me and do not deny me.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient.
وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ.
And do not say about those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. Rather, they are alive, but you perceive it not.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ.
And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger, and a loss of wealth and lives and fruit. But give good tidings to the patient.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Who, when disaster strikes them, say, Indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we will return.
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
Those are the ones upon whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and it is those who are rightly guided.
إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوْ اَعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Indeed, As-Safa and Al-Marwa are among the symbols of Allah. So whoever makes Hajj to the house or performs Umrah, there is no blame upon him for walking between them. And whoever volunteers good, then indeed Allah is appreciative and knowing.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون.
Indeed, those who conceal what we sent down of clear proofs and guidance after we made it clear for the people in the scripture, those are cursed by Allah and cursed by those who curse.
إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم.
Except for those who repent and correct themselves and make evident what they concealed. Those, I will accept their repentance, and I am the accepting of repentance, the merciful.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
Indeed, those who disbelieve and die while they are disbelievers, upon them will be the curse of Allah and of the angels and the people all together.
خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
Abiding eternally therein, the punishment will not be lightened for them, nor will they be reprieved.
وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم.
And your God is one God. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن مَّاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ.
Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, and the great ships which sail through the sea with that which benefits people, and what Allah has sent down from the heavens of rain, giving life thereby to the earth after its lifelessness and dispersing therein every kind of moving creature, and His directing of the winds and the clouds controlled between the heaven and earth are signs for a people who use reason.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابَ.
And yet, among the people are those who take other than Allah as equals to Him. They love them as they should love Allah. But those who believe are stronger in love for Allah. And if only they who have wronged would consider that, when they see their punishment, they will be certain that all power belongs to Allah, and that Allah is severe in punishment.
إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابَ.
And they should consider that, when those who have been followed dissociate themselves from those who followed them, and they all see the punishment, and cut off from them are the ties of relationship.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ.
Those who followed will say, if only we had another turn at worldly life so we could dissociate ourselves from them as they have dissociated themselves from us. Thus will Allah show them their deeds as regrets upon them, and they are never to emerge from the fire.
Ya ayyuha an-nas kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiban ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
O mankind, eat from whatever is on earth that is lawful and good, and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy.
إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء إنما يأمركم بالسوء والفحشاء وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون.
He only orders you to evil and immorality, and to say about Allah what you do not know.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ.
And when it is said to them, follow what Allah has revealed, they say, rather, we will follow that which we found our fathers doing, even though their fathers understood nothing, nor were they guided.
وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
The example of those who disbelieve is like that of one who shouts at what hears nothing, but calls and cries cattle or sheep. Deaf, dumb and blind, so they do not understand.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun.
O you who have believed, eat from the good things which we have provided for you, and be grateful to Allah, if it is indeed Him that you worship.
إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِهِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
He has only forbidden to you dead animals, blood, the flesh of swine, and that which has been dedicated to other than Allah. But whoever is forced by necessity, neither desiring it nor transgressing its limit, there is no sin upon him. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار ولا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم.
Indeed, they who conceal what Allah has sent down of the book and exchange it for a small price, those consume not into their bellies except the fire. And Allah will not speak to them on the day of resurrection, nor will He purify them, and they will have a painful punishment.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى والعذاب بالمغفرة فما أصبرهم على النار.
Those are the ones who have exchanged guidance for error and forgiveness for punishment. How patient they are in pursuit of the fire.
ذلك بأن الله نزل الكتاب بالحق وإن الذين اختلفوا في الكتاب لفي شقاق بعيد.
That is deserved by them because Allah has sent down the book in truth. And indeed, those who differ over the book are in extreme dissension.
ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون.
Righteousness is not that you turn your faces toward the east or the west, but true righteousness is in one who believes in Allah, the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets, and gives wealth, in spite of love for it, to relatives, orphans, the needy, the traveler, those who ask for help and for freeing slaves, and who establishes prayer and gives zakah, those who fulfill their promise when they promise, and those who are patient in poverty and hardship and during battle. Those are the ones who have been true, and it is those who are the righteous.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم.
O you who have believed, prescribed for you is legal retribution for those murdered, the free for the free, the slave for the slave, and the female for the female. But whoever overlooks from his brother anything, then there should be a suitable follow-up and payment to him with good conduct. This is an alleviation from your Lord and a mercy. But whoever transgresses after that will have a painful punishment.
ولكم في القصاص حياة يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تتقون.
And there is for you in legal retribution saving of life, O you people of understanding, that you may become righteous.
كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين.
Prescribed for you when death approaches any of you, if he leaves wealth, is that he should make a bequest for the parents and near relatives, according to what is reasonable, a duty upon the righteous.
فَمَنْ بَدَّلَهُ بَعْدَ مَا سَمِعَهُ فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Then whoever alters the bequest after he has heard it, the sin is only upon those who have altered it. Indeed, Allah is hearing and knowing.
فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوصٍ جَنَفًا أَوْ إِثْمًا فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
But if one fears from the bequeather some error or sin and corrects that which is between them, there is no sin upon him. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous.
أياما معدودات. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ وَأَنْ تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Fasting for a limited number of days. So whoever among you is ill or on a journey during them, then an equal number of days are to be made up. And upon those who are able to fast, but with hardship, a ransom as substitute of feeding a poor person each day. And whoever volunteers excess, it is better for him. But to fast is best for you, if you only knew.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ.
And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me that they may be rightly guided.
أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَعَفَا عَنْكُمْ فَالْآنَ بَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَابْتَغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون.
It has been made permissible for you the night preceding fasting to go to your wives for sexual relations. They are clothing for you and you are clothing for them. Allah knows that you used to deceive yourselves, so He accepted your repentance and forgave you. So now have relations with them and seek that which Allah has decreed for you. And eat and drink until the white thread of dawn becomes distinct to you from the black thread of night. Then complete the fast until the sunset. And do not have relations with them as long as you are staying for worship in the mosques. These are the limits set by Allah, so do not approach them. Thus does Allah make clear His ordinances to the people that they might become righteous.
ولا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل وتدلوا بها إلى الحكام لتأكلوا فريقا من أموال الناس بالإثم وأنتم تعلمون.
And do not consume one another's wealth unjustly, or send it in bribery to the rulers in order that they might aid you to consume a portion of the wealth of the people in sin, while you know it is unlawful.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجَّ وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ بِأَنْ تَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
They ask you, O Muhammad, about the new moons. Say, they are measurements of time for the people and for Hajj. And it is not righteousness to enter houses from the back, but righteousness is in one who fears Allah, and enter houses from their doors, and fear Allah, that you may succeed.
وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ.
Fight in the way of Allah those who fight you, but do not transgress. Indeed, Allah does not like transgressors.
وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوهُمْ كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ.
And kill them wherever you overtake them, and expel them from wherever they have expelled you. And fitna is worse than killing. And do not fight them at al-Masjid al-Haram until they fight you there. But if they fight you, then kill them. Such is the recompense of the disbelievers.
فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And if they cease, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ.
Fight them until there is no more fitna, and until worship is acknowledged to be for Allah. But if they cease, then there is to be no aggression except against the oppressors.
الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين.
Fighting in the sacred month is for aggression committed in the sacred month, and for all violations is legal retribution. So whoever has assaulted you, then assault him in the same way that he has assaulted you, and fear Allah, and know that Allah is with those who fear him.
وَأَنفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And spend in the way of Allah, and do not throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction by refraining. And do good. Indeed, Allah loves the doers of good.
وَأَتِمُّوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّهُ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذًى مِنْ رَأْسِهِ فَفِدْيَةٌ مِنْ صِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
And complete the Hajj and Umrah for Allah. But if you are prevented, then offer what can be obtained with ease of sacrificial animals. And do not shave your heads until the sacrificial animal has reached its place of slaughter. And whoever among you is ill or has an ailment of the head, making shaving necessary, must offer a ransom of fasting 3 days, or charity or sacrifice. And when you are secure, then whoever performs Umrah during the Hajj months, followed by Hajj, offers what can be obtained with ease of sacrificial animals. And whoever cannot find or afford such an animal, then a fast of 3 days during Hajj, and of 7 when you have returned home. Those are 10 complete days. This is for those whose family is not in the area of Al-Masjid Al-Haram. And fear Allah, and know that Allah is severe in penalty.
الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب.
Hajj is during well-known months, so whoever has made Hajj obligatory upon himself by entering the state of Ihram, there is to be for him no sexual relations and no disobedience and no disputing during Hajj. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it, and take provisions, but indeed the best provision is fear of Allah, and fear me, O you of understanding.
ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين.
There is no blame upon you for seeking bounty from your Lord during Hajj. But when you depart from Arafat, remember Allah at Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram, and remember Him as He has guided you, for indeed you were before that among those astray. Then depart from the place from where all the people depart and ask forgiveness of Allah. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ.
And when you have completed your rites, remember Allah like your previous remembrance of your fathers, or with much greater remembrance. And among the people is he who says, "Our Lord, give us in this world," and he will have in the hereafter no share.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
But among them is he who says, "Our Lord, give us in this world that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and protect us from the punishment of the fire."
أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّن ما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب.
Those will have a share of what they have earned, and Allah is swift in account.
واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون.
And remember Allah during specific numbered days. Then whoever hastens his departure in 2 days, there is no sin upon him. And whoever delays until the third, there is no sin upon him, for him who fears Allah. And fear Allah, and know that unto him you will be gathered.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ.
And of the people is he whose speech pleases you in worldly life, and he calls Allah to witness as to what is in his heart, yet he is the fiercest of opponents.
وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْلَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادَ.
And when he goes away, he strives throughout the land to cause corruption therein and destroy crops and animals. And Allah does not like corruption.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادَ.
And when it is said to him, "Fear Allah," pride in the sin takes hold of him. Sufficient for him is hellfire. And how wretched is the resting place.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
And of the people is he who sells himself, seeking means to the approval of Allah. And Allah is kind to his servants.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ
O you who have believed, enter into Islam completely and perfectly and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy.
فَإِن زَلَلْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
But if you deviate after clear proofs have come to you, then know that Allah is exalted in might and wise.
هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ
Do they await but that Allah should come to them in covers of clouds, and the angels as well, and the matter is then decided? And to Allah all matters are returned.
سَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ
Ask the children of Israel how many signs of evidence we have given them. And whoever exchanges the favor of Allah for disbelief after it has come to him, then indeed Allah is severe in penalty.
زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ
Beautified for those who disbelieve is the life of this world, and they ridicule those who believe. But those who fear Allah are above them on the day of resurrection, and Allah gives provision to whom He wills without account.
كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم
Mankind was of one religion before their deviation. Then Allah sent the prophets as bringers of good tidings and warners, and sent down with them the scripture in truth to judge between the people concerning that in which they differed. And none differed over the scripture except those who were given it, after the clear proofs came to them, out of jealous animosity among themselves. And Allah guided those who believed to the truth concerning that over which they had differed, by His permission. And Allah guides whom He wills to a straight path.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ
Or do you think that you will enter paradise while such trial has not yet come to you as came to those who passed on before you? They were touched by poverty and hardship and were shaken until even their messenger and those who believed with him said, When is the help of Allah? Unquestionably, the help of Allah is near.
يسألونك ماذا ينفقون قل ما أنفق أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ.
They ask you, O Muhammad, what they should spend. Say, whatever you spend of good is to be for parents and relatives and orphans and the needy and the traveler. And whatever you do of good, indeed Allah is knowing of it.
كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Fighting has been enjoined upon you while it is hateful to you. But perhaps you hate a thing and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. And Allah knows while you know not.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ وَصَدٌّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ والمسجد الحرام وإخراج أهله منه أكبر عند الله والفتنة أكبر من القتل ولا يزالون يقاتلونكم حتى يردوكم عن دينكم إن استطاعوا ومن يرتد منكم عن دينه فيمت وهو كافر فأولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
They ask you about the sacred month, about fighting therein. Say, fighting therein is great sin, but averting people from the way of Allah and disbelief in Him and preventing access to Al-Masjid Al-Haram and the expulsion of its people therefrom are greater evil in the sight of Allah. And fitna is greater than killing. And they will continue to fight you until they turn you back from your religion if they are able. And whoever of you reverts from his religion to disbelief and dies while he is a disbeliever, for those, their deeds have become worthless in this world and the hereafter, and those are the companions of the fire. They will abide therein eternally.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Indeed, those who have believed, and those who have emigrated and fought in the cause of Allah, those expect the mercy of Allah. And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلِ الْعَفْوُ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
They ask you about wine and gambling. Say, in them is great sin, and yet some benefit for people, but their sin is greater than their benefit. And they ask you what they should spend. Say, the excess beyond needs. Thus Allah makes it clear to you the verses of revelation that you might give thought.
في الدنيا والآخرة ويسألونك عن اليتامى قل إصلاح لهم خير وإن تخالطوهم فإخوانكم والله يعلم المفسد من المصلح وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَأَعْنَتَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ
To this world and the hereafter. And they ask you about orphans. Say, improvement for them is best, and if you associate with them, they are your brothers. And Allah knows the corrupter from the amender. And if Allah had willed, He would have put you in difficulty. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise.
وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ وَلَا تُنْكِحُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا ولعبد مؤمن خير من مشرك ولو أعجبكم أولئك يدعون إلى النار والله يدعو إلى الجنة والمغفرة بإذنه ويبين آياته للناس لعلهم يتذكرون
And do not marry polytheistic women until they believe. And a believing slave woman is better than a polytheist, even though she might please you. And do not marry polytheistic men to your women until they believe. And a believing slave is better than a polytheist, even though he might please you. Those invite you to the fire, but Allah invites to paradise and to forgiveness by His permission. And he makes clear his verses to the people that perhaps they may remember.
وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذًى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ
And they ask you about menstruation. Say, it is harm, so keep away from wives during menstruation. And do not approach them until they are pure. And when they have purified themselves, then come to them from where Allah has ordained for you. Indeed, Allah loves those who are constantly repentant, and loves those who purify themselves.
نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أنا شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين
Your wives are a place of sowing of seed for you. So come to your place of cultivation however you wish and put forth righteousness for yourselves. And fear Allah and know that you will meet Him and give good tidings to the believers.
وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ أَن تَبَرُّوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَتُصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ
And do not make your oath by Allah an excuse against being righteous and fearing Allah and making peace among people. And Allah is hearing and knowing.
لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم والله غفور حليم
Allah does not impose blame upon you for what is unintentional in your oaths. But He imposes blame upon you for what your hearts have earned. And Allah is forgiving and forbearing.
لِلَّذِينَ يُؤْلُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ تَرَبُّصُ أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْهُرٍ فَإِنْ فَاءُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ
For those who swear not to have sexual relations with their wives is a waiting time of 4 months. But if they return to normal relations, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
وَإِنْ عَزَمُوا الطَّلَاقَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And if they decide on divorce, then indeed Allah is hearing and knowing.
وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَهُنَّ أَن يَكْتُمْنَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْحَامِهِنَّ إن كن يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وبعولتهن أحق بردهن في ذلك إن أرادوا إصلاحا ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة والله عزيز حكيم.
Divorced women remain in waiting for 3 periods, and it is not lawful for them to conceal what Allah has created in their wombs if they believe in Allah and the Last Day. And their husbands have more right to take them back in this period if they want reconciliation. And due to the wives is similar to what is expected of them, according to what is reasonable. But the men have a degree over them in responsibility and authority. And Allah is exalted in might and wise.
فَإِمْسَاكٌ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَن يَخَافَا أَلَّا يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِيمَا افْتَدَتْ بِهِ تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا وَمَن يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
Divorce is twice. Then either keep her in a reasonable manner or release her with good treatment. And it is not lawful for you to take what you have given them, unless both fear that they will not be able to keep within the limits of Allah. But if you fear that they will not keep within the limits of Allah, then there is no blame upon either of them concerning that by which she ransoms herself. These are the limits of Allah, so do not transgress them. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah, it is those who are the wrongdoers.
فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ فَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يَتَرَاجَعَا إِنْ ظَنَّا أَنْ يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
And if he has divorced her for the third time, then she is not lawful to him afterward until after she marries a husband other than him. And if the latter husband divorces her or dies, there is no blame upon the woman and her former husband for returning to each other if they think that they can keep within the limits of Allah. These are the limits of Allah, which He makes clear to a people who know.
وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَلَا تُمْسِكُوهُنَّ ضِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
And when you divorce women and they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to reasonable terms or release them according to reasonable terms, and do not keep them intending harm to transgress against them. And whoever does that has certainly wronged himself. And do not take the verses of Allah in jest, and remember the favor of Allah upon you and what has been revealed to you of the book and wisdom by which He instructs you, and fear Allah and know that Allah is knowing of all things.
وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَن يَنكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُم بِالْمَعْرُوفِ ذلك يوعظ به من كان منكم يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ذلكم أزكى لكم وأطهر والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
And when you divorce women and they have fulfilled their term, do not prevent them from remarrying their former husbands, if they agree amongst themselves on a reasonable basis. That is instructed to whoever of you believes in Allah and the Last Day. That is better for you and purer, and Allah knows and you know not.
والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما وإن أردتم أن تسترضعوا أولادكم فلا جناح عليكم إذا سلمتم ما آتيتم بالمعروف وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Mothers may breastfeed their children 2 complete years for whoever wishes to complete the nursing period. Upon the father is the mother's provision and their clothing according to what is reasonable. No person is charged with more than his capacity. No mother should be harmed through her child, and no father through his child. And upon the father's heir is a duty like that of the father. And if they both desire weaning through mutual consent from both of them and consultation, there is no blame upon either of them. And if you wish to have your children nursed by a substitute, there is no blame upon you as long as you give payment according to what is reasonable. And fear Allah and know that Allah is seeing of what you do.
والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن 4 أشهر وعشرا فإذا بلغن أجلهن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن بالمعروف وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
And those who are taken in death among you and leave wives behind, they, the wives, shall wait 4 months and 10 days. And when they have fulfilled their term, then there is no blame upon you for what they do with themselves in an acceptable manner. And Allah is fully acquainted with what you do.
ولا جناح عليكم فيما عرضتم به من خطبة النساء أو أكننتم في أنفسكم علم الله أنكم ستذكرونهن ولكن لا تواعدوهن سرا إلا أن تقولوا قولا معروفا ولا تعزموا عقدة النكاح حتى يبلغ الكتاب أجله واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه واعلموا أن الله غفور حليم.
There is no blame upon you for that to which you indirectly allude concerning a proposal to women or for what you conceal within yourselves. Allah knows that you will have them in mind. But do not promise them secretly except for saying a proper saying. And do not determine to undertake a marriage contract until the decreed period reaches its end. And know that Allah knows what is within yourselves, so beware of Him. And know that Allah is forgiving and forbearing.
لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين.
There is no blame upon you if you divorce women you have not touched or specified for them an obligation, but give them a gift of compensation, the wealthy according to his capability and the poor according to his capability, a provision according to what is reasonable, a duty upon the doers of good.
وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَنْسَوُا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
And if you divorce them before you have touched them, and you have already specified for them an obligation, then give half of what you specified, unless they forego the right or the one in whose hand is the marriage contract foregoes it. And to forego it is nearer to righteousness. And do not forget graciousness between you. Indeed, Allah, of whatever you do, is seeing.
حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين.
Maintain with care the obligatory prayers, and in particular the middle prayer, and stand before Allah, devoutly obedient.
فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And if you fear an enemy, then pray on foot or riding. But when you are secure, then remember Allah in prayer, as He has taught you that which you did not previously know.
وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا وَصِيَّةً لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ مَتَاعًا إِلَى الْحَوْلِ غَيْرَ إِخْرَاجٍ فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ مِنْ مَعْرُوفٍ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And those who are taken in death among you and leave wives behind, for their wives is a bequest, maintenance for 1 year without turning them out. But if they leave of their own accord, then there is no blame upon you for what they do with themselves in an acceptable way. And Allah is exalted in might and wise.
وَلِلْمُطَلَّقَاتِ مَتَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ.
And for divorced women is a provision according to what is acceptable, a duty upon the righteous.
كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ
Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, that you might use reason.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ
Have you not considered those who left their homes in many thousands, fearing death? Allah said to them, Die. Then He restored them to life. And Allah is full of bounty to the people. But most of the people do not show gratitude.
وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ
And fight in the cause of Allah, and know that Allah is hearing and knowing.
مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرَةً وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ
Who is it that would loan Allah a goodly loan so He may multiply it for him many times over? And it is Allah who withholds and grants abundance. And to him you will be returned.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَإِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمُ ابْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ
Have you not considered the assembly of the children of Israel after the time of Moses, when they said to a prophet of theirs, Send to us a king, and we will fight in the way of Allah. He said, Would you perhaps refrain from fighting if fighting was prescribed for you? They said, And why should we not fight in the cause of Allah when we have been driven out of our homes and from our children? But when fighting was prescribed for them, they turned away, except for a few of them. And Allah is knowing of the wrongdoers.
وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ
And their prophet said to them, Indeed, Allah has sent to you Saul as a king. They said, How can he have kingship over us while we are more worthy of kingship than him, and he has not been given any measure of wealth? He said, Indeed, Allah has chosen him over you, and has increased him abundantly in knowledge and stature. And Allah gives His sovereignty to whom He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing in favor and knowing.
وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
And their prophet said to them, Indeed, a sign of his kingship is that the chest will come to you in which is assurance from your Lord and a remnant of what the family of Moses and the family of Aaron had left, carried by the angels. Indeed, in that is a sign for you, if you are believers.
فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي إِلَّا مَنِ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِهِ فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ هُوَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ قَالُوا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا اللَّهِ كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ
And when Saul went forth with the soldiers, he said, Indeed, Allah will be testing you with a river. So whoever drinks from it is not of me, and whoever does not taste it is indeed of me, excepting one who takes from it in the hollow of his hand. But they drank from it, except a very few of them. Then when he had crossed it along with those who believed in him, they said, There is no power for us today against Goliath and his soldiers. But those who were certain that they would meet Allah said, How many a small company has overcome a large company by permission of Allah? And Allah is with the patient.
وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ
And when they went forth to face Goliath and his soldiers, they said, Our Lord, Pour upon us patience and plant firmly our feet and give us victory over the disbelieving people.
فَهَزَمُوهُم بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتَ وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض ولكن الله ذو فضل على العالمين.
So they defeated them by permission of Allah, and David killed Goliath, and Allah gave him the kingship and prophethood, and taught him from that which he willed. And if it were not for Allah checking some people by means of others, the earth would have been corrupted. But Allah is full of bounty to the worlds.
تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ
These are the verses of Allah which we recite to you, O Muhammad, in truth. And indeed, you are from among the messengers.
Sadaqallahu Labeen. Surely Allah speaks the truth. Ramadan Mubarak. This is Sister Khalida Akbar praying that you have an exceptional Ramadan and since you are focused and spending time with your families and the people that mean the most to you in your life and also the believers in our community. At this time, we are going to open 724-866. Assalamu alaikum. Your question or comment, please. Your hand was raised. Your mic is open. Let's proceed with Imam Kareem Hamid.
Assalamu alaikum. It must have been, I must have bumped it by mistake. I was just listening.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam and Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Kareem Hamid. Your mic is open. Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak. We thank Almighty God Allah for speaking the truth to us this morning in the second day of the Ramadan fast. Praise be to Almighty God Allah for the recitation. Praise be to Allah. And we thank you also for your contributing to sharing the second Jews of the Quran here on America Muslim 360. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. And we hope to broadcast the second half of the female solution this morning, inshallah, if I can make the connection with my co-host, Naima Latif. I'm going to text her now, and maybe we can make the connection. I'm not sure. We have some technical problems sometimes, but praise be to Allah. It's all in Allah's will. So I'm going to text her now. And thank you once again, Khalida, alhamdulillah, for your volunteering this morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi alameen. Imam Kareem, we're going to go ahead and just, are you checking now? So if there are any callers in the queue who have a question or comment about the Jews today while Imam Kareem is checking with his co-host, this is your opportunity to share. Any reflections from the Jews this morning? Alhamdulillah. So we are going to, I'm going to share one. The ayat that asked, who will loan to Allah a beautiful loan, and it will be multiplied many times over. Just keep in mind that during the month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, Allah is going to multiply our deeds, our charities, even our intentions. We want Allah to answer those. So make sure that we are conscientious that this is a bonus month, just like you have that bonus question on the test, because we know life is a test. This is that bonus month that Allah is going to release extra mercies, extra blessings, and extra favor. And he's also giving us the opportunity to have a beautiful life because he is decreeing our life for next year. His qada is being released, and that's one of the most important things of Ramadan. So be intentional in everything you do and keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. We're going to go to 314-833. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mark Shaheed. Welcome to
Alaikum assalam to you, Khalida Akbar, and to your very astute radio listening audience there at AM 360 Radio. And this is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and thanks belongs to God first and foremost. I want to extend the greetings of peace, assalamu alaikum, wa Ramadan Mubarak to you and to the listeners. And what a very invigorating reading of the second Jews of the Quran. There was so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this Jews. One of the things that captured my attention early on is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, who's perfect, he says that you have to give consent to be guided. Now, how many of us actually have thought about that or did we overlook that or look over it, you have to give consent to be guided. And what do you mean, to give consent to be guided? Allah has created the human being with a free will, but it's a limited free will, of course. And you can accept God's sign, or you can reject God's sign, his message. But his signs, his instructing signs, is to give guidance to our life. So as a human creation, you have to give consent for God's guidance. Those who reject God's sign or his message, Allah will tell you, he hasn't said it yet, but it will be coming up. So look forward to make the connection that he does not guide those who reject his sign or his message. So you have to give consent to be guided. In other words, you have to have the desire to want to be guided. This limited free will, we have a choice, a decision that we make for the guidance of God or not the guidance of God. And so then also another connection that you'll see be coming up, then a shaitan will be assigned to you if you don't accept God's guidance. That's something really to think about. So we have to give that consent to want to be guided. And Allah does not take back what he has given all human beings, which is a limited free will to accept or reject his instructing sign. I could say more, but I think I said enough. I don't want to take too much time. But it's also interesting in terms of David and Goliath. It's a narrative, but Imam Muhammad has given great insight on that, all the narratives. Those five smooth stones that David cleaned up and polished up and hit Goliath right in the forehead and killed him, it was because Goliath was an oppressor. Was an oppressor in the land. It's like looking at a bully, oppressor, but actually kept the people from their rightful inheritance in terms of the truth being liberated. And what was it? It was that one stone that was fired and hit in the forehead? La ilaha illallah. That was what killed the one that had the gold lion, the gold and lion and the lamb. And the sword, Imam Muhammad gave insight on that word sword. Any word that has a secret letter in it, there is some insight. You know, for the ones that try to oppress people, they have a secret word that they keep among themselves, and they deny the common persons from knowing that. But as some have said in terms of Prophet Muhammad, that he spread the word of Al-Islam with the sword. But Imam Muhammad said it was sacred word, the sacred word, as you spell sword, S-W-O-R-D. It was a sacred word of Allah in which he spread the religion of Al-Islam. I'll stop there. I think I said enough. But thank you so much for hosting this and for playing today's Jews here on AM 360 Radio. May God's peace be with all. As-salamu alaykum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah, excellent, excellent comments. You even made me think about why does Allah say fitna or turmoil and oppression are worse than slaughter? He reiterated
yes.
that today, and that's powerful. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Imam Kareem has came back. Alhamdulillah. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Imam Kareem? Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you get your co-host?
I believe I have her number on the studio board now. Before we transition, you and I want to speak with her and make sure that this is her number.
Yes,
okay, 347-498. Is this Naima Latif?
I have to open her mic. You said it's 347.
Yep, I've opened it. I have opened her mic. This may not be her number. Maybe we weren't able to connect this morning, but we were looking so forward to hearing from her on this blessed day of Ramadan. I text her and let her know that I was awaiting her on the AM360 studio board. And she is using the studio phone. And I believe the number is 347-498, but she's not responding, unfortunately. I want to continue to hold us, and inshallah, maybe next Wednesday we can proceed further with the female solution. Thank you once again, Khalida. Praise be to Allah. We thank Almighty God for you and for all of us. May we have a blessed Ramadan. Praise be to Allah. And make sure that our behavior is congruent with the seriousness of leaving off the food, the drink, the water, and stuff like that. That we make sure that we are at the best height of our behavior and our character. We want to get more from the Ramadan than just the hunger and thirst. So praise be to Allah. We're grateful to Allah for giving us this time to recalibrate ourselves and return back to the natural fitra, praise be to Allah, that Allah has given all of us. So I'll stop right there, my sister. I see someone have pressed one on their phone. I'll open up their mic for you. Here it goes, 773-449. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Mir Muhammad Shahid. Thank you for this program this morning. And I just want to say, you know, in our reading of Al-Quran, whether it's during Ramadan or any other time in our life, that we don't take lightly anything that Allah say. His truth is truth forevermore, not to be deviated. In every word that he say, we have to build our character, our Muslim character, upon that. We can't tailor-made it to what we want it to be. It has to be exactly word for word, ayat for ayat, surah for surah, and how Allah decreed it to us. So I think Ramadan is a good time for us to really embody what Allah has said and given to us and to live that every day of our life. Thank you so much for taking my call. May Allah continue to bless all of us. And Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you.
Praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. There's a subject matter.
Brother Iman. Yes, one of the things that Allah says not to do is not to take his signs as a jest or lightly, because every time it says that in the Quran, it says he is swift in reckoning. He is swift in punishment. And when I hear that, I think, okay, as we were just listening to Brother Mark Shahid as well, when he was saying about you have to accept to be guided. If you do not accept to be guided, the natural consequence of that is whatever the bad situation or the bad circumstances or whatever Allah would decree as a punishment is going to hit you if you don't return in repentance. He's so merciful. He also always reminds us, except for those who return to him in repentance and correct those behaviors. And so it's just a reiteration of being guided by Allah. Don't take it justly or lightly and think that you can create your own course. A lot of us may consciously or unconsciously do that because we're always looking for solutions and things to try to fix everything on our own, when in reality, Allah has power over all things. So he is your best friend. He is our best friend. He is our guide. And when we embrace what he gives us in the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are able to better discern and make those decisions. And with the month of Ramadan, we're able to get our nafs in check. We're building our muscles, our self-discipline, because we're human and we need to continue to work on ourselves every year. That's why Allah is giving us in Ramadan this gift as a sign for what we need to do on a regular basis. And so, again, as Amira said, as we continue to read, we have to take this and use it in our lives, so to speak. Practical application is key, and allow Allah to guide us so we don't take it lightly and we don't open up the qada of Allah that is the wrath of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Praise to Allah. We are warned, Allah warns us, do not make your desires your God. Do not make your desires a God. And in this month of Ramadan, this is where we discipline our impulses, our desires, our character. But this is where we bring them under a discipline in order to follow the guidance. We cannot follow the guidance if we do not have discipline. So praise be to Allah. And Allah discussed a very important part of the Jews this morning concerning the relationship between husbands and wives. I pray that we truly ingest that, go back, look at what Allah has ordained and what he has prohibited, and may we follow that and not follow our own desires. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Khalida. Yes, ma'am. I'm not going to wait to see if Naima will respond. There's a few more things that I must do this morning. So as once more, I thank you for hosting the Second Jews of the Quran. And let me say that we started a little bit early this morning, but the appropriate time is at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, inshallah, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we shall host the Third Jews of the Quran, inshallah, tomorrow in the month of Ramadan. That is our intention. Praise be to Allah, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving us that information. All right, we are going ready to go, and thank you so much for everyone for joining us. May Allah bless you to have a very successful fast today, and may all of your halal intentions and goals become a reality. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. For those that are still with us, I have communicated with Naima, and praise be to Allah, I believe we can move forward with the female solution. I'm opening up her mic now. It is open now. If you can hear me, Naima. Naima, your mic is open. Naima,
people
I have opened up the
cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is greatness. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Get sick, just choose to leave this place, you can be well. And so we want to promote wellness, and we have with us a guest who can help you in that process of changing your thoughts, certified wellness coach Terry Anderson. And coming up is an event. If you're in and around the Chicagoland area, you need to be there. And if you're not in and around the Chicagoland area, you need to come here and maybe bring them to where you are at some point. Self-care is the new health care. It's the name of this event, Saturday, March 16th, 2024, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we have it up on the screen. I'm going to suggest, if you all are listening, to go to the Female Solution on Facebook or on YouTube. If you're not a Facebooker, you can go to the Female Solution. There is a QR code. You can point your new technology, point your camera phone right there and register right there. You can scan the QR code. We have the flyer right up on the screen. Make life simple. Just scan the code and you can register for this event. Meet our self-care experts, and we've got some wonderful people that our dear sister Terry has just told us some of the experts. Experience that they'll be sharing with us, and we're looking forward to it. And I believe my co-host is present with us after an invigorating, enlightening morning of reading words from the divine. Grand rising and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Naima, and praise be to Allah. I'm grateful to connect with you this morning in this blessed month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was revealed. And we read a 30th of the Quran every day during the month of Ramadan. We read as much of the Quran as we venture to do, not just the 30th. We can read. We are truly feasting on the Quran. Praise be to Allah. This is called the month of the Quran. So we connect back with Almighty God's guidance, and we are in the month of fasting. We not only just fast from food and drink and sex with our lawful wives, we fast from being contentious, being argumentative. We increase our charity. We make sure that we definitely bring our character, our uswa is the character, in line with the excellent character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace upon him in this sacred month. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. It's a wonderful time of the year, as they say. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, definitely a wonderful time of the year. And I'm grateful that we're adding to the general energy of the planet at this time, because all of us add to the energy. As you said, you know, you're fasting from not just the food and water during the hours from sun up to sundown, but also the negative behaviors and making sure that you remain calm and peaceful in conduct, that has an impact. All of us are energetically contributing to not just the earth, but the entire universe. So if we're aware of that, then we know that we can bring peace to every situation that we enter. You can walk into a room and change the vibration of the room with your own vibration. And we've seen it happen all the time. Now, what we've unfortunately seen is someone come in and bring negative energy. But it works the same way if you come in and bring positive energy. You can walk into a room, you know, get everybody laughing, happy, joyful, or you can walk into a room and get everybody nervous and upset because you're, you know, arguing and about the fight and all that. So if we know the power that we have as one individual, we will consciously live this as a way of life, which is what Islam means, peace. It's a way of life, a state of being. So thank you for your contribution to the peace of the planet today. So we're here with, yes, sir, we're here with our certified wellness coach, Terry Anderson, and their organization has an event coming up this Saturday, which gives us an opportunity to educate once again and remind people that we are responsible for our state of being. We're responsible for our own health. We're responsible. The choices that we make manifest the quality of life we're experiencing. And if you're sick all the time, your body is communicating to you that you need to do something different. You're not here to suffer. It's not a punishment from God. God gave us everything we need to make ourselves well right here on the earth. It's growing freely from the ground. And the thoughts, as our guest said, our thoughts create our reality, the way we think. So if we're always upset, always angry, our body is going to respond with a change in our body chemistry, which is going to cause us illness. So, Terry, tell us a bit about some of the tests that are going to happen at this event Saturday. The people will be able to learn about how their body is showing them what they need to do differently.
Yes, my pleasure, Naima, and good morning, guests. What I want to say is that we have something called the BioScan, and the BioScan is something that Dr. Prince brought to our attention. I had never seen it before, but it's technology, advanced technology that's connected to a laptop, and it has a little prong on it that you hold it. And so the only thing that we ask before you take the test is that you haven't eaten in 1 hour's time, and that you remove all your metal jewelry. Outside of that, you can take the test. The test is a 2-minute test. It's a quantum physics. And the beauty of this test, this machine is an amazing machine. But what it can do is tell you in real time the conditions of your heart and brain. And we do this, we do four to five reports for free for the community. And we do this pretty much weekly on 35th and King Drive. But the five reports is your brain and your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your colon, and your pH balance. And what we're finding, you know, very sadly, is that a lot of young people, this is going to be the first generation where we're going to watch our children die before us. Why? Because of the things that they're consuming, the foods that they're eating. But we're seeing kids like from the ages of 15, maybe to a young adult, 25, 30, with heart conditions that normally you don't see until 60 and 80.
Wow. Now, do you think that they're, in addition to the food reading, and one of our callers, Neil, pointed out earlier, you know, fast food delivers now. So you got processed fast food, easily accessible, you know, made in such a way that it's got the little bit of sugar that makes it addictive. A lot of people don't know that. But that's what they're eating. But also is the high stress that they're living under Yep. The abnormal yep. stress, is that having an impact?
Yeah, the stress, the fatty food, you know, mm-hmm. the primary diet is just fatty food and carbs, which translates to sugar.
Mm.
So it's very sad. And, you know, we're doing something about it. We're educating the parents or educating the grandparents so that, you know, it can start from the family. And everybody together can grow stronger. But this machine is helping you to understand this. And the thing about what we're doing, you know, my mom just passed last May, and I was in and out of the hospital with her a lot. And I noticed that the hospital have scans too, reports, and they're charging $50 per report.
Ooh.
However, ours is complimentary.
Wow. You need to come get your scan, people, and pull it up on your screen if you're watching this on Facebook and YouTube, even if you're on our switchboard. Just, you know, take your other device and pull up the screen so you can register. It's got the QR code right here. But you definitely want to be at the Wellness Dispensary at 411 East 35th Street. That's 411 East 35th Street for people who live in Chicago. You know, that's near King Drive. And, of course, that's from 1 to 5 this Saturday, March 16th. These are tests, like we just said, you'd be paying some hefty money if you had to go to the doctor and get it. And then they scan it and might not even tell you the results. They'll keep it to themselves and just prescribe you some pills. But here, these experts are going to tell you what it is that the tests have shown.
Yeah, we have the test. You know, our test, once we look at your test, you know, it's just a complimentary to share with you the condition in real time, what's going on with your organs. And the beauty of our test is that we pick up a minimum of 10 cells that are out of balance. And what we discovered, the medical tests that they're using, MRIs and x-rays and things like that, they don't pick up until your body is 75% out of order.
Wow.
And the reason they wait until 75% is because, you know, it's an emergency care. When you have that stress that you got to do something right now, usually you'll go along with their program. But the beauty of our test is that when you can see something is getting out of balance and we can give you a solution, because there's quite a few things out of balance, we make a recommendation of doing a detox also, which is pretty much fasting with juicing. And then we have a plan that's like a God's plan, you know, leading you back to nature. Whereas their plan is getting you on medicine for the rest of your life. And that really does never address the real issue. So our plan in terms of the detoxing, and then once you come off the detox, we're recommending something, eating right for your blood type. Now, eating right for your blood type, I am a blood type A, and then we have a blood type B, we have a blood type AB, and a blood type O. Now, O is the primary blood type in the world. It's more O's than any other blood type.
Yeah.
But blood type A has a tendency to eat more natural foods. And all my life I've been struggling, even before I got into the raw food event. You know, I noticed that when I would eat vegetables and didn't eat meat, because I was also programmed to eat meat. Just you know, most of us, when we're babies, we don't choose to eat meat. Our parents introduce us to meat,
yeah.
And it's only because what they've been introduced to. It's
right.
just a cycle.
Right.
But once I got this clear understanding that it is best for my body not to eat meat, and not only that, one man's medicine is another man's poison.
Mm.
So we all have different chemistries in our body.
Yeah.
And we have to eat according to our chemistry, and don't wait for the medical doctor to tell you that. They're never going to say that to you.
That's an important thing to know. They're not going to tell you. And you mentioned the word sad, which I thought was interesting, because, you know, they call it the standard American diet. The word is sad. And it's sad what we're eating, because, as you said, you know, our parents introduce us to things. You know, you can tell that not everybody's meant to eat everything. Usually, you know, you're gonna be shaped by what your parents have been eating for generations.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean it's healthy just because it's been a habit.
Right.
And we've been eating some garbage for several generations. And, yeah, we've adapted to it, but we've also adapted the sicknesses that come with it. And you can change it in one generation by just making a dietary change. And the doctors are not going to tell you that. And I found out recently they can't talk about nutrition because they're not a certified nutritionist. So they can't even mention what you should eat. They will give you medication for the high blood pressure that you got from eating the food that you're eating, but they can't tell you to stop eating the foods. They'll prescribe you medication, and then, as, like you said, when it gets critical, they say, well, you have to have this limb amputated or you have to have this cut out. But they won't give you information that will heal you, and that's what we got to get in our minds. They're not going to heal you. You've got to take responsibility for your own healing. I'm so glad this event is coming up. We've got to take responsibility.
Amen. And let me tell you, Dr. Prince is my master coach, and he said something to me that I had never thought about, but he said before the great flood, you know, when you heard the name, the people in the Bible, that, you know, they lived up to 600, 800, 900 years. And I never understood this until he brought it to our attention that, you know, before the flood, we were all vegan. We were all raw foodists.
Mm.
We ate from the trees. We ate from the ground. And after that, because of the flood, we had to take the animals, and we had to eat the animals. And after that, that's when the lifespan got cut.
Wow.
No more 900, 500, 200. Now, if we can, you know, when I go out to the community and do these, take these events to the community, I'm talking to young people, and I'm asking them, how long do they think they're going to live? They're thinking 50 and 60. They're saying they're going to die by 60.
Wow.
For real. I'm like, I'm in shock.
Man, how do you plan a life?
It's a mindset, and it's a food that we're eating that's shrinking. I guess we're shrinking our brains. I don't even understand that. But that, you know, a lot has changed. You know, ever since we started eating meat, if anybody's out there to eat meat, I'm not disrespecting you, but what we're finding out, Dr. Prince is sharing with us that meat has a higher body temperature than we do, and so we can never ever process their fat. We just wasn't designed to do it.
It does, and it stays in your body and rots basically because you can't.
It clogs up the veins and the arteries.
Yeah. I mean, this is a reality. You know, I have had people try to figure out what the scriptures mean when it talks about somebody living 900 years. They say, "Oh, that's symbolic." No, it's not symbolic. They live that long. Because the air was clean. The food was pure. Like you said, you're eating. People talk about what the society looked like back then. There was no airplanes dropping chemtrails in the sky.
It was clean.
Yeah, water was clean.
The community was clean. We were all eating off of a tree.
Yeah.
Or from the ground.
Yeah, not the fruit that's been chemically sprayed. So it can last for 6 months when it's grown out of season in a hothouse. Now, we were eating stuff directly as it's grown from the ground. So I know we've got some comments. Brother Grimm, do you have any comments or people on your switchboard that want to comment? And also, we've got a caller that raised their hand on our switchboard. But, Karina, do you have a response to what you've just heard about the living 900 years if we ate the food that people ate back in the day before the flood? What do you think about that?
Well, my understanding of living, let's say 900 years or 850 years, when we are born, we are moving toward death. We start dying immediately. We are moving toward death. And
hard to appreciate when you take it off the lot.
Yes. There is a limit as to how long this organism that we call body can continue to function. Concerning the longevity that is spoken of in Scripture, Methuselah lived to be 1,000 years, and so-and-so lived to be so many years. it's my understanding that the influence that they brought, the benefit that they brought to humanity and to the society in which we live, that's an expression of how long their influence dwelled among the society and those people that they were a part of. We can say that, okay, let me give it to you like this here, that so that we can understand. But Jesus, I'll start with him. Praise be to Almighty God. His influence is yet alive. His influence is yet alive. Here we are 2,000 years away from his physical presence on the earth. And he is identified as a spirit, as a word from God. The spirit never dies. The spirit is yet alive in all of us. Is he really gone? No. Matter of fact, he said himself in identifying himself. He said, I am the Father in me. Now here it comes. He said, and I in you, and you in me. So the spirit that was within him is in all of us, based upon his sharing with us that I am in you. And as long as we keep that spirit alive, then he lives on through us 2,000 years later. Think about that. Think about that. So that's my understanding of that longevity of life, like Moses and Methuselah, and they had an effect, and their influence lasted a long time, a long time. So who are they for real? Are they that physical animal that walks around, that physical body? No. All of us are the spirit that dwells within us, that dwells within us. So we keep that spirit alive in the society, in the world. Although it's been 2,000 years, I stand and I bear witness that Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary, is yet alive in all of us over this 2,000-year period. I'll stop right there, my sister. That's my understanding of the longevity that is spoken of in Scripture.
Yeah, well, you know, that is a very powerful statement that you've made about life. Now, if we understand that we are eternal beings and there is no death, whether we're living in a physical vessel or living outside of a physical vessel, we're always living. We are ever existing. So knowing that, then, why are we fearing death when there is no death? Now, this physical vessel that we're wearing, it may get injured so that it can't hold the life force energy. But the way it's designed to self-repair based on our life force energy energizing the cells and helping them to recreate and reproduce. The ancients let us know that so-called death is really a choice of when you're ready to leave this physical vessel behind and give it back to the earth, because this is the substance that it's made from. But truly, we can live as long as we choose to, because the only thing that causes us to actually not be able to continue living inside a physical vessel is if it gets injured beyond repair. Now, one other thing, we take a break and then we'll get some time.
I'm grateful that we have this life coach on because she is alerting us that our body need maintenance and proper information.
Yeah.
Proper information, and I'm grateful that she is sharing that she will share that information with us, because relationships are very important. We have a relationship with our body. We are entrusted. We are entrusted with this carriage that is allowing us to transport ourselves, communicate, and all that. There is a responsibility that comes with that, but we have not been educated as to how to properly maintain the relationship that we have with our physical bodies, and I'm grateful for her sharing, if she would, please. Thank you, Naima.
Oh, yes, and thank you so much for those words. I think about my car. I drive a 2014 Honda Civic. It's going on 10 years. And I've maintained the car. So it still drives well because, you know, I give it the oil that it needs. I give it the transmission fluid it needs. If it needs repair, if it's been worn down, you know, I replace the tires and all those things. So same thing. If this vehicle is maintained, then it will continue to function. We're not practicing, as you said, we're not practicing proper maintenance. We're not giving our bodies what they need that will enable them to function well and keep on carrying us around. And if we did that, then we can continue to drive this vehicle until we're ready to set it aside. But the thing that, and you mentioned this, and we're going to go to break after this. I'm going to throw this at you all. What Jesus was demonstrating, even with the crucifixion and the resurrection, is that even when your body is damaged and it appears that you cannot live inside that vessel, you actually, if you have mastered this physical environment, you have the capacity to recreate this body. We're doing it all the time. When you cut yourself, you see the cells repair.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can, if you want to live inside a body for hundreds of years, if you choose to, once you've mastered the power of your mind, because your mind is actually what creates your physical illness. Your body expresses the stress, the anxiety, the repressed anger. It's a communication device. And when you have those thoughts, you make yourself sick. And this is where illness comes from. But Jesus was known as a master healer. And what he helped people do was to change the energy that they were projecting at their bodies that were making them sick. And so when we understand the science of creation, we're all creators, as the teacher told us, we're all creators, and we're creating the life that we're living in this body first with our thoughts and then with what we're putting into the body that either is allowing it to self-repair or is breaking it down. So we're going to take a break and come on back, because I know y'all want to talk about this. Because if we really want to keep living healthy into old age, we don't have to get sick just because time has passed. We can continue to be vibrant and healthy until we're tired of this physical life. We're ready to just leave. It doesn't have to be in pain. So we'll be right back.
Whether we're tired or not, Naima. Whether we're tired.
Be right back.
Okay. So, I'll hold that.
Again, save. Hold that thought. We will be right back.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Intrafaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaborative. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deep?
Join us every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for an episode of Optimal Health with your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach and doctoral student at the American School of Symptometry. It is our aim and objective every week on am360.org to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Planet Earth is well known in symptometry as an echo chamber of illusion and a testing ground with booby traps everywhere. Come join us each week to learn about these booby traps that cause health to be denied. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in to listen to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CWShura. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation, Community-Wide Shura's Conference, at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You are listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
Certified wellness coach, Harry Anderson, and we're hearing all about the program coming up. Self-care is the new health care. We have to be responsible for our lives. And I know I've thrown out some concepts that you may not have heard, but we are evolving in our consciousness and realizing that we are creating the reality that we live in. We're creating the reality that our bodies are expressing. We're doing this. I think somebody mentioned earlier, and I'll take some more callers, somebody mentioned earlier about how they're around people that are, oh, those people are doing this, those people, and we got people stuck there talking about what other people are doing. But do you understand that they have no more power than you have? And the great spiritual masters that lived among us, Jesus, peace be upon him, that our brother mentioned, and so many others, Buddha, that mastered the power of the mind, and then you create the reality that you want to experience. But you have to know that you have that power. And first and foremost, the power of healing the body. We do have the power to do that. And if we understood it, then we would facilitate it and make it happen. It's not going to come from the traditional healthcare industry. It has to come as a result of our willingness to learn these things. So we're going to take a caller here. We're going to go to 773-483, then we're going to go to 773-737. So hold on, and we'll see if we have time to go back to any of our earlier callers if we have a moment. But first, let's go to 773-483. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question or comment for our guest, Terry Anderson.
Good morning. This is Kofi, the Cherokee Indian. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, my mama told me not to tell nobody I was Cherokee. I would cause a lot of problems. What's your tribe, Naima? What's your American tribe you from? I think you told me Choctaw.
I am from Cherokee, my great-grandmother. On my father. Not sure of the community of my mother's people, but they are also, of course, have those roots. Well, and that's why I talk about plants just like native people. They are indigenous to where they are, and they belong there. They've been there, as you've often said.
Yeah.
We were here.
Yeah.
The plants that are
Cherokee people never came from Africa. So that's a great thing that we know. That's the evolution. And they tried to indoctrinate us to think that we're from Africa. But I want to get back to the sister, what she's doing with the raw food. I think I attended one of her programs in those years, you said, in Hyde Park. It was a potluck vegan. I think I brought some split pea soup. But that was probably one of the best events I've ever gone to. You know, so I don't know if that was that her or not. But it's very important that when we evolve, using food actually evolves us. Raw food evolves us. One of the greatest meals I've had when I juiced cantaloupe, watermelon, grapes, they all had seeds in it.
Ooh.
And I juiced it, and I just drank a little bit here. And I had tomato juice, all from fresh vegetables, and I just spoon each one of them. It was like a meal, and I was so high. I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah,
my last thing that I want to say is I've been preaching this thing for 20 years that there is no slave boat that brought people from Africa. That's a cartoon picture. And if you believe that, you're going through a cartoon world. Google it. There were Olmecs here in America in the year 500. I don't call it a crime. It's a crime. I went with LaShawn Ford. We created a law that's on the governor's desk right now to end the 1619 plan. Because all y'all always say 400 years. Why can't they say 417 years or 430 years? Because you're lying. Because it never happened. There were people here. Nobody came from Africa. You stuck on 400 years. Why ain't 450 years? Why you not count? Because it's a lie. And this is a crime. We have a bill on the desk, 4958. You can YouTube it. LaShawn Ford abolishing the 1619 plan and put your 10 toes down back in America and stop thinking you from Africa. This has created mental illness. This has created mental illnesses in our people. Let's stop repeating this lie, please. Get some education.
Thank you.
And let's do it right.
We appreciate it. Gotta let you go because we got a couple of callers we got to take. One way you remain at peace is to accept people for whatever their opinion is, whatever their thought is, whatever their belief is. Acceptance will keep you in a state of inner peace. I don't need to agree or disagree. Accept his thought. That is what he has expressed. And when you are at a state of peace, then as Kareem mentioned earlier, you maintain your inner peace regardless of what anyone else says or does that you may or may not agree with. And that is a choice. So that's what we do. So thank you, my brother. We appreciate you as always. And let me go to area code 773-737, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question or comment for our guest, Terry Anderson. Go right ahead.
Well, hallelujah, greetings. This is Mama D in Chicago, Global Transformers, Grand Rising.
Yes.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The same elements that are on the earth are in our bodies. What makes the difference is breathing. Man became a living soul and was told, this you shall have for food, every herb bearing seed that should be on the face of the earth. I think it was very interesting that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad had the book out, How to Eat to Live. And one of the things that I think that they talked about is root food and food with seed in it. If it has a seed in it, every single year it reproduces itself. Are going to fall off the tree and die and rot away, but new apples, because of the seed, is going to recreate itself. And that is why the healing of That is why the killing of a living soul, the living soul is breathing. It doesn't matter if it's the size of a navy bean. It is breathing, and abortion stops the breathing of a living soul that has the seed of the sperm of the father and the egg of the mother. And what they created is breathing. And the violence, as I said, of abortion stops the breathing of this living soul. And it's so tragic because when you think of a woman, no, you were a woman, but now you are a trinity. You are three in one. You are you represent father, mother, and child. And that is a miraculous miracle within itself. So when she's saying a woman, she was a woman, but when she became a pregnant woman, she became a trinity, she became a family. And it is more than righteous for the father to step up and say, this is my sacred sperm, and this is what this living soul that's breathing that we have created, I want to save it, and you want to kill it, stop the breathing of it. But at the end of the day, children are a heritage of God, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So when we think about the food, there it is. The minute man became a living soul, he was told, this you shall have for food. And that baby, and that living soul in the womb, is also eating the food that the mother is producing. So she needs that wholesome diet because she is feeding the living soul that is in her body.
Yes. You know, that is a really important point for women to grasp, is that your body is in the body that you are carrying and what you're putting in yourself even before conception is going to affect the health of the child. Thank you so much, Mama D, for, as always, sharing your wisdom. So, Terry, can you speak to that a bit? Because one of the things that we're really trying to do is prepare women for motherhood so that they understand the responsibilities that they have to live a healthy life even before they begin the reproductive process. Everything from your state of mind to your habits, your eating habits, any unhealthy habits you may have, smoking, drinking, drugs, et cetera. All of this makes up this vessel that you're living in, that you're sharing with another person once you become pregnant, but they're taking from the substances of your body. So how should a young woman be preparing her body in terms of her food choices, her state of mind, so that she's not creating illness with her anxiety? How can a young childbearing woman be preparing herself for that role of motherhood physically in the way she's living now?
So, thank you, Naima, for that question. That's a mouthful there. During a cleanse, you're not recommended to do a cleanse while you're carrying a baby, but way before you decide to have a baby, if you're making that decision, because a lot of us are having babies and we're really not making that decision. We just get pregnant. But that's a plan. If you decide to plan it, you will definitely want to start cleansing and the father to start cleansing and to check. Again, this bioscan is awesome because it'll tell you in real time what's going on in your body. And you may think one thing, but the body is another thing. So you always, it's nice to have a tool to register what's real and what isn't real. But on the other side of that, right now, I'm working with a doctor, Dr. Thomas. He's an OB-GYN, and he brought it to my attention that right now, black women dying from childbirth is at its highest level right now.
Wow.
And that's another sadness that's going on in our community. I don't know if it's because, well, I know the diet doesn't help, but it's also a lot of anxiety. And as you know, bringing a baby to term naturally is outdated. Most women today are having cesareans because doctors have appointments to go to and they don't have time to wait on
you. Wow. You know, so that's one of the things we've been hearing is just a lot of these unnecessary cesareans.
Yes.
And
yes.
Again, you know, we're listening to the doctors instead of listening to our bodies, and we're not understanding that they're operating based on, like you said, they got a schedule, got to hurry up to the next patient, they don't have time to wait. And, you know, your labor that might take 10 hours, well, they don't want to be in there with you 10 hours.
They don't have that time.
So it's about they're making money on a schedule, and it's not about the health of your baby. You got to know they're not looking out for you. They're looking out for their financial welfare. And if you don't understand that, you're going to keep putting your life in the hands of people who don't have your best interest at heart. That's just real.
It is real. And so I did want to share about this weekend. The bioscan is, don't wait for a crisis. We can see if dementia is coming, Parkinson, heart disease, the kidneys is going into creation, or your numbers are going up. We can tell you so you can start doing something about it. You don't have to wait for the crisis. So I definitely want to encourage everybody to come out this Saturday and get your bioscan. Second thing I want to talk about before we leave, because actually we're at 8:52, is that we are also helping the community to understand, to create the blue zone in their own household. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the blue zone, but some particular author decided to travel around the world and find out the communities that were living to 100 and with robust health. Okay,
you can live to be 100 and be in robust health. You don't have to be on a walker and a wheelchair and everything.
Exactly, living their best life ever. And I'm going to tell you, there's only one in the United States. All the other ones are outside of the United States. So these are the type of things we're going to be talking about this weekend, the vital scan, the blood type test, the blood type, eating according to your blood type after you do a cleanse, and so you can get the chemistry of your body in alignment. and then also creating the blue zone. I mean, having relationships with people that reciprocal, eating healthy food, having more joy in your life.
Yes.
These are things that we can create. We create them ourselves, and we're going to help the community learn how to live their best life while we're on this planet. And we can make the decision when it's time to go, when we want to go, not because our bodies are shutting down.
There you go. That's powerful. And we have that power. And again, we want you all to be there if you are in and around the Chicagoland area. And if you're not, hey, take a drive. Come on down here. And you need to attend this event Saturday, March 16th, 2024, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Self-care is the new health care. So you want to get, you can, put your phone up to the screen, you can scan the QR code and register for this event. And it's at 411 East 35th Street in Chicago. That's 411 East 35th Street right there. You know it's right there, King Drive. 400 East is King Drive. And we want you all to get this bioscan. And, Kareem, you had a thought? and, of course,
well,
as you just said, the community is living to be 100-plus years old. So what do you think about that?
Well, we have a caller here on the studio board.
All right, let's bring
in that. I want to affirm what Mama D shared with us this morning concerning the seed, the seed. In the fourth chapter of the Quran, the Creator says to us, and this chapter, it is named the women, Nisa, or the women. And God communicates to us. This is God speaking, not no one else is speaking. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate. And from those two scattered, in parentheses, like seeds, countless men and women. Reverence God through whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wounds that bore you, for God ever watches over you. Surely Almighty God has spoken the truth. You know, there is a hadith saying of the Prophet Muhammad, to kill an innocent person is as if you have killed the whole of humanity. What's the logic in that? There are many lives that could have come from, many seeds that could have been planted in the earth from that person whose life you took.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll stop
That's
right,
right.
there.
That's right.
Thank you, Mama D.
Yeah, very powerful words. Yes.
Oh,
all
oh,
life
okay.
matters.
We have
letting us. And we got a minute for them to speak. Go right ahead, caller.
Okay.
We got about a minute. Then we got
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, assalamu alaikum, Mr. Sister Khalida Akbar, and thank you so much for the diversity in your program. I love it. I wanted to just commend you on your topic, and also I recently attended a woman's retreat in Greensboro, and there was a Muslim sister who does womb care, and she said they're working with the students there in the Atlanta school, but she talked about the menstrual cycles and how some people have regular ones, some people have heavy ones and painful ones, and she said that is the time for women to care for their bodies, to eat healthy. You should be doing it all the time, but as Allah says that it's a purification, and for us in the Holy Quran, we should take that sign and eat healthier, pamper ourselves, don't do excessive heavy lifting and working hard during that time. Make sure that you're allowing yourself to naturally, menstruate without the use of tampons, and look for pads that are not a biohazard. So those are some of the things that we can also do. And she also mentioned that a lot of the doctor care was designed by males. And she said even laying down when we're having babies, you have the natural instinct to stand up because, you know, that pressure is pushing down. And that's why she advised to get, is it a wet nurse? not a wet nurse, that's somebody who breastfeeds, but give someone who, a midwife, who can assist
midwife.
You in the childbirth process. Yes, ma'am, a midwife.
Yeah.
And so thank you for this topic, and that really concerns me that a lot in 2024, a lot of African-American women are passing away during childbirth, so we definitely need to look at that. But just keep in mind that we have to, as women, contribute like you're doing and give some information on our bodies and take control and assist them. And not that we don't listen to the doctors, the male doctors, but we have to have a strong input because we know our bodies as well. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Thank you so much. Yes, we must take responsibility for our own health care. Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely right that many of the things we do are contrary to nature. So one more time, we want you all to remember to be there this Saturday, March 16th, 2024, from 1 to 5 p.m. Now, is there a cost when they register?
No, everything is free. This is a community event, and all I ask is to ask them. I can introduce you to all the doctors, introduce you to the owners of the company, and just make sure that you are receiving everything that's there to receive.
All right. Got to be there. And that is 411 East 35th Street this Saturday, March 16th. Self-care is the new health care. Take responsibility for your life. Thank you so much, Terry Anderson, certified wellness coach. We appreciate you so very much, and we look forward to seeing you all on Saturday. Thank you so much, and thank you, Brother Kareem, and all the callers and listeners and those who contributed. We appreciate you as well, and come on back tomorrow where we are ready to shop with Zoe right here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Until next time, continue to shine your light.
Yes, as praise be to Allah. This brings this period of broadcast to a joyful ending, and we are grateful to have shared the second juz of the second 30th of the Quran this morning. Praise be to Almighty God in this blessed month of Ramadan, and we are grateful that we connected with our sister station, The Female Solution, but on a very, very important topic. We have a relationship with our bodies. How are we treating that relationship? Praise be to Almighty God. I invite you, if you would, to tune back into American Muslim 360 this afternoon for the broadcast of Halal Industries Do For Self. It is hosted by our beloved Imam Wali Ayyub Bilal and James Bashir. The broadcast begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we ask you to tune back in for Narrative Aspirations, whereby you will hear the voice of the sister that just spoke, Khalida Akbar Abdul Aziz, on her broadcast, Narrative Aspirations. Praise be to Allah. You know, how the moods that we're in and how we put ourselves in negative situations and negative circumstances, and the stress that we place upon ourselves by neglecting to have positive conversation, narrative aspirations so that we can aspire. So she is encouraging us to lean toward the positive. Reject the negative. Do not expose yourself to that which you know causes dis-ease among you. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. So we look forward to the broadcast of Halal Industries, Do For Self, and Narrative Aspirations. We look forward to your presence. Praise be to Allah. We are grateful for this blessed month of Ramadan that I trust that we are all enjoying, recalibrating ourselves. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. And we are thankful for what Almighty God has done for us. We came to you this morning with the greetings of peace. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we purify our intentions, keep our hearts right, keep up our prayers, keep our faith, and remain forever grateful. Praise be to Almighty God. Almighty God asked the whole of humanity a question in the 55th chapter of the Quran. Allah asked this question, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the two favors of your Lord will you deny? We've got to be thankful. We've got to be grateful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, seeing a friend, Devon's fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta
be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends at last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He say, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for this and but they gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
they gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and Ramadan Mubarak. May we have a blessed Ramadan. Praise be to Allah.